this is Danny Johnson. We again want to welcome you to the Open Home-Based Business Conference call that's done here every Monday night without fail, 7 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. Some of you are guests here for the very first time. I have no idea even why you're on here. And to be honest with you, the person that invited you on the call was just introducing you to a free service that has over 50 hours of free training available for you to be able to utilize for every single area of your life. It's basically like getting a free book or free tapes or free CDs or whatever every Monday night that we have these calls. Tonight we're going to be talking about, you know, putting your brand new person to work. It's called on-the-job training and how to work with somebody in the home-based business industry where you are actually magnifying their ability their very first week in business. But before I go into the topic, I first want to tell you who's talking to you, because I know that there are hundreds and hundreds of people who are here for the very first time listening here. Prior to getting started in business for myself, I was a young 19-year-old female who had no college education. I grew up in an abusive home. My parents were drug addicts. My father was very angry and very violent. We were abused in every way that is imaginable. I heard my whole life that I was fat, ugly, good for nothing, and I couldn't do anything right. So when I was first in the job world and got introduced to becoming an entrepreneur, I told the person who invited me to the conference, I said, you know what, this is great for you, but it's definitely not for me. And after 2 months, he was very persistent with me because he saw something in me that I didn't see in myself. And I finally got started. In my first 6 months, I failed miserably in business for myself. And I was working full-time in the business that I had chosen to get started with and had no job, no income coming in. And so my first 6 months was horrible. I couldn't get any customers. I couldn't get anybody that was willing to join a joint venture with me and become a rep inside of my sales force. I mean, nothing was working. And I really just thought it was because I was young, I was a female, I was uneducated. And my life so far had told me that I couldn't do anything right, so what in the world made me think I could do this right? And so after 6 months of that failure, I found out about a training seminar that was going to cost me about $1,500 for the entire workshop weekend. And went to that. I had no money, obviously, because I had no money coming in. I was $25,000 in debt at that point. And found a way. I was so determined not to fail. And I just knew that I had to do whatever it took to be able to try to make this thing work. And so went to that seminar, came out of that, and made $4,000 the very first 8 days following that workshop weekend. The next month, I brought a bunch of people, 9 people, in fact, to Salt Lake City, Utah, to another training seminar with me. Those people came out of that workshop, and they exploded. They were presenting the business themselves. They had made a list of resources themselves. They were achieving their own goals with or without me. But the way the compensation structure was set up is that I was going to be benefited based on their production. And so my next check was $11,000, then $15,000, then just under $21,000. And so obviously I was excited and thought that my whole life was going to be set up forever.
Yes.
And the reality was that I went out and decided to get married, make some babies, and do all that kind of fun stuff. But the guy that I married changed his mind, and he took off my bank account, credit cards, and maxed everything out, leaving me with a $2.03 to my name, destitute, broken, every way, shape, and form. If you could just imagine, it was December of 1990. It's the 1st of December when my bank account was drained, and I found out that everything was gone. And here it was, just horrifying. I mean, absolutely horrifying. Became destitute. My thinking was destitute. I lost my dreams, my vision, my goals, everything. Anyway, so what happened from there was he drains everything. I wanted to be homeless for several weeks until I finally just bootstrapped it and say enough is enough. I stopped whining, murmuring, and complaining. Stopped whining about my life and blaming him and blaming my dad. And started a business the day after Christmas in the trunk of my car in a payphone booth. Went out and basically started putting up flyers. People started calling. I had no telephone. I had no physical address to have products shipped to. Got a voicemail number and started making money. Made $2,000 the first 10 hours, literally, from a payphone booth and the trunk of my car. The next month put in 30 hours, made $6,500. The following month made over $10,000. And then by the end of my first year, made my first $250,000. And by the end of my second year, had made my first million. And that's by the time I was 23 years of age. Went on to make millions beyond that. I am a mother of 5. I have 5 beautiful children that God has totally blessed my husband and I with. We've worked a business working on a part-time basis. And in that part, and on a part-time basis, 20 hours a week, it has been a blessing. So the reality is that I wound up building a business, making millions of dollars by helping people to succeed, helping them get over themselves, helping them put their egos in the right place, to swallow their pride, and to step out and help people by being kind, gentle, and loving, and putting other people's goals first. And so here tonight, that's what you're on this call for, is to basically learn how to help other people succeed when you first get them started in your home-based business. And so let me go ahead and, and I also want to tell you, many of you were invited by people that were, that have cared enough about your success, who have cared enough about who you are and what you do, and they believe in you having a goal. They believe in you having a vision for a better future. They believe that the reason why you're on this planet is not just to go out there and basically have a 9-to-5 job and a blockbuster video. But the reality is that they want to introduce you to a concept. They want to introduce you to maybe a business. They want to introduce you to a better way of life, and that's basically why. Basically why they invited you. So if they did, you want to make sure and at least honor them, respect them, thank them for what it is that they've done for you so far. And if you're working with somebody, a supervisor, a manager, or if you're working with somebody, let's say if you're in a home-based business or the direct sales industry and you have an upline, so to speak, make sure you pay attention to what they're doing and that you honor them by following the system that they set out for you. If they're having success, you better pay attention to what they're doing. And that's what I did initially, because I as soon as I started to learn from people that knew what they were doing, that had a successful track record, that were earning 6 and 7 figures, then I started to learn their tips, their techniques, and their ways of doing business, and learn how to do those things, and started making the same kind of money. So, anyway, okay, number one, if you're working a belly-to-belly type of a business where, let's say that you are working a live presentation where you're actually doing in-home presentations, where you're actually building a business in a local area, okay, and you could be doing this in a hotel, you could be doing this one-on-one, whether you're doing it in a coffee shop or whatever, which way it is that you're doing it. And basically what happens is that when you first get done, and we already talked about in the last 3 weeks before, we talked about the first 3 steps. So here's step 4, where the night is ending, you've already gotten their order, you've already gotten their order shipped off to them, and now that part is finished, you got them their information to get themselves started. So in the belly-to-belly part, if you are live with them, then what you would do, and what I would suggest that you do, and this is what I've always done, is I always sent them home with something to listen to on the way home. So if they had a script book, for example, many of you use the script book, and many people, we have thousands of people, have used that as a very powerful tool to help their brand new person get off on the right feet. Because it really kind of goes through the importance of building a rapport. It really goes through the importance of understanding that you're not a salesperson. It really goes through the importance of understanding that that you guys are building a business and that you're a business developer and you're not just a salesperson. And so here's what's very important for you guys to do is equip that brand new person with something in their hands to where you are directing their thoughts as they're leaving that initial presentation that they have with you. You're in there with the script. I mean, if you have them leave with a script book, okay, and that script book basically you tell them listen to the first CD on your way home, okay, and have them listen to that on the way home. That night, so that you're kind of directing their thoughts, you're directing where they're going, you're directing what they're doing, so they can start getting familiar with the process of prospecting, so they don't go home and blow everybody out, they don't go home and spill their guts, they don't go home and try to sell people on this new opportunity that they know absolutely nothing about. The other thing is that, and by the way, just to let you guys know, that script book is copyrighted information, which means there are legal ramifications if you are making photocopies of that, or for goodness sake, please don't do what we've seen many people do, that they actually write it out in an email and say that they wrote it and actually take credit for the script. That one cracks me up. But to be honest, this is a book. It is copyrighted. This is professional, and you absolutely want to keep it that way. So we suggest that you have a couple of them on hand. What you do is you tell the person, okay, I need $40, and I'll give you this copy, and then I'll have your copy sent back to me so that you're not out a dime. It's the cost of doing business. Don't be penny smart and dollar stupid. Whatever you do, don't be making copies of CDs. It's penny smart and dollar stupid, and there are legal ramifications for things like that. So guys, give me a break. You're running a business here. You don't want to be running some, some fly-by-night type of a scam. You're running a real-life business, and there is a cost to doing a business, and you need to step up to that cost. Anyway, so send them home with their own copy of that script book. Have them start getting familiar with it, and then have their copy shipped back to you. Okay, then what you want to do that night is set up an appointment with them for the next day, 24 to 48 hours max. Beyond that is totally unacceptable. And so you really kind of merge with them and say, okay, what else? Then they say they can't meet with you tomorrow at noon on their lunch break. Okay, what time can you? And you find a time where they've got a half an hour, 45 minutes max to spend some time with you on the phone. This is very important that you do that. If you let them go too long, I will tell you this right now, oh, you're making a huge mistake. They will get colder and colder and colder the longer they stay away from you and stay away from your direction. So it's very important that you follow up with them. You set the appointment right then and there. Hey, can I talk to you at 9:30 tomorrow morning? Okay, well, then can I talk to you at noon? Can I talk to you at 7? Whatever it is time that you can, make sure that best-case scenario is that you're talking to them the very next day. Number three, you want to assign some homework for them that they need to do before that next appointment. So let's say that I'm going to meet with Hans, and Hans has been the guy I've been role-playing with, you know, from the very beginning of the series. Let's say I'm role-playing with Hans, and that is going to be taking place at 9:30 the next morning. Let's say he's off the next day or whatever. I have some homework that Hans needs to get done. Part of the homework is he needs to listen to the CD of the script book. Okay, and again, this is belly-to-belly. If you're not working a belly-to-belly deal, which means that you're working leads and you have conference calls that you're bringing people to or you're sending them to a website, if you're doing those kinds of things, then what happens is that you direct them to the website to where they can go home and listen to one of the free calls that are on the website. Okay, and it's free. I mean, give me a break. But if it's belly-to-belly, have them listen to the CD on the way home. You're directing their thoughts. If you let their thoughts get carried away with them after they have that presentation, guess what? Some of them are going to talk themselves out of it. Others of them are probably, you know, on autopilot daydreaming. And why not use that 15, 20, or an hour drive that they have to get home productive for you to build your business with them? B, they need to go to DannyJohnson.com. Now, this is what I do. You can do whatever you want, but this is what we suggest that you do. That works, that we have, you know, hundreds of people doing this exact same system, and it can work for you in the same way. All right, so Danny, you tell them, next thing is you got to go to DannyJohnson.com. You need to register, get your membership set up for free, and you need to listen to one call each day in the archives. And a lot of leaders have their people listen to the call dated 5/31 of last year. Others like to have them start with the one that was this year, January 3rd, which was about goals. You pick whatever call you want them to be listening to first. These are two suggestions that a lot of leaders, even company heads, CEOs that direct every brand new person and every piece of literature that goes to every single brand new person that gets started in the company, they are told to go to DannyJohnson.com and listen to the calls in the archives dated 5/31. Okay, so C is goals, okay? They need to set some goals. And I would just say, you know what, I need you to set some goals. We need to have some kind of a plan of action here. And if we don't know why you're in this, then chances are you're not going to do it. And then D is I need you to make a list of resources, okay? And I'll go ahead and demonstrate how to do that in a minute. Now, once you set the appointment, let's say that I'm going to meet Hans at 9:30 the next morning, I'm going to reestablish a rapport when I first get on the phone with him. And then I'm going to ask him, you know, did you get a chance to listen to the CD? And then we're going to basically go through his homework. And I'd rather just kind of demonstrate the whole thing for you. So, Hans, if you're on the line, it sounds like we had our confusion now is gone. Hans, are you still there?
Yes.
Okay. Let's say that it's 9:30 the next day, and I told you to do your homework. Okay, I sent you home with your homework to do. And now I'm going to go ahead and give you a call. You answer the phone, and let's say that we've already reestablished a rapport. And now I'm going to ask you, hey, Hans, you get a chance to listen to that CD on the way home?
You know, I got a chance to listen to a little bit of it, but not the whole thing.
Okay. Okay. Well, what did you learn so far from what you heard?
Well, to tell you the truth, Danny, I really didn't get a chance to listen to it, enough of it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Do you have a plan about when you'll be doing that?
I guess I need to get to that soon.
Yeah, like yesterday.
Yeah.
Would be really, really good.
Sorry.
Okay. Now, you did, however, get a chance to go get your membership for free at DannyJohnson.com, right?
Yeah, I did.
Okay, awesome.
Yeah.
Okay, awesome. Now, Hans, basically, we have two ways about going about building your career here with ABC Company. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to give you two options. You can pick whatever option you want, and I'll go ahead and put you on that path of each one of these options. The first option is it's quick, easy, with the maximum amount of profits. The second one is harder, slower, with minimum profits. Which road do you want to go down?
Well, the quicker one.
Okay. Okay, then there are two different plans for these cons. Okay, so if you want quicker, easier, and more profits, then the plan I'm going to give you and the plan I'll lead you on, if you follow it, it's going to give you exactly what you desire. But if you leave anything out of the steps that I give you, it will only be harder, slower, with less money. Okay?
Okay.
So the ball's totally in your court, man. So obviously, first thing that you need to do is you need to listen to that CD.
Okay.
Okay? You remember when you first started as a commercial diver, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and in the beginning it was very difficult, right?
Right.
And there was quite a learning curve there, right?
Definitely.
Okay. And the way that you got good at it was through the process of learning and on-the-job training, correct?
Right.
And I know that you did have to go through some schooling to become a commercial diver, correct?
Yes.
Okay. So this is not going to be any different than that. The difference is that you're going to make far more than $30,000 a year.
Okay.
You have a chance of tripling your income with the same work and effort that you put into commercial diving and without the health risks like death on the job. You can't die on this job. Are you with me?
Uh-huh.
Okay, so what I need to know from you is how serious are you about being able to triple that income, and how serious are you about willing to work and willing to learn, willing to invest in your education so that you can get really good at this and generate that six-figure income?
I'm serious.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So can you listen to that CD tonight?
Yes.
Okay, awesome. I need you to go ahead and get that done. And then when you get into the archived calls of DannyJohnson.com, I need you to listen to the January 3rd call as soon as possible, tomorrow. That'll be your homework. And so the path that I'm putting you on is for quicker, easier, and more profits.
Okay.
So that path, you can make a choice to stay on it or not. But here's the path. Every single day for your first 30 days in business, I need you to listen to one archived call in that back office of DannyJohnson.com.
Okay.
Whether you're doing that morning or night, I don't care. But you must listen to one, because that's how you are going to begin learning. So by the time this month is over, you will have 30 hours of training put into you.
Okay.
By just applying 1 hour a day. Okay? By the end of this year, I'm telling you, you're going to have a tremendous amount of hours, 365 hours, into learning a brand new skill and becoming a professional in an industry where you can't die on your job and you'll be able to earn a six-figure income.
Okay.
Okay? So each day, just put in your calendar. Do you have an appointment book or some kind of a calendar or a things to-do list?
Not really.
Okay. Then write this down.
Okay.
You need to get one.
Okay.
You're in business now.
Okay, gotcha.
And you must have a calendar or an appointment book. Otherwise, this isn't going to work for you.
Okay, gotcha.
Okay? We can't forget appointments and things like that if you're setting up with prospects. You know what I mean?
Right.
Okay, so you're gonna, we'll go ahead and start to teach you how to live your life according to that agenda. So maybe put that down, send the wife or whatever to go get you an agenda book or an appointment.
I just wrote it down.
Okay, awesome. All right, so, and here's the other thing. If there was a way for you to take at least 6 months off your learning curve so that you could make more money faster with the least amount of effort and the least amount of mistakes, would you want to be in on it?
Sure.
Okay.
Definitely.
Let me tell you about three people, or actually four people just to start off with. There's a woman by the name of Cheryl who works with a company that was an attorney. Okay, she was an attorney for a living, wanted out of the legal profession. Started in business for herself, and her first 30 days flopped. She got nothing done. Her learning curve was very harsh for her, and she had no other income coming in. She heard about a training seminar called First Steps to Success that Danny Johnson puts on, and it was taking place in Salt Lake City, Utah, which means she was going to have to fly, pay for accommodations, all of those kind of things, and her business was not working for her. So it wasn't looking very promising. She plugged in because she knew the value of an education. She knew the value of investing in herself because she did that for 8 years to become an attorney. She went to that training seminar, came out, and in 4 weeks brought in 20 business people into her business program. Countless amount of customers. By the end of her first 60 days, she had 60 reps in her business. 13 of which bring in new reps in on a week, on every single week. They were working their business each and every single day. After just a couple of months, you got her income up over to $4,500 a month. Would you like to have the same kind of thing happen for you?
Yeah, definitely.
Okay, so my question is if you want to stay on the path that Cheryl was on her first 30 days, you want to stay there for 6 months, or do you want to have a quick shot in the arm, like a PhD in a weekend, on how to be able to really build this most effectively and make the max amount of profits with the least amount of mistakes?
Well, I mean, it makes sense to just do whatever she did.
Okay. So what I need to do, can you get online right now?
Uh-huh.
Okay, go to DannyJohnson.com.
Okay.
And go to the events link.
Okay.
Let me know when you're there.
Okay, I'm there.
Okay. And go ahead and start registering for First Steps to Success. You wouldn't believe it. I mean, you're going to get a $100,000 education for 297 measly bucks. Isn't that crazy?
That's, how much? What?
$297. It's so inexpensive. It's unbelievable.
For $100,000, what did you say?
Dollar education.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So I pay the $297?
Absolutely.
Okay. All right.
Okay. Okay, now, so you're registered there. The next thing we're going to do is that we are going to develop a sales force that's going to go with you. If you notice, it's coming up this weekend in Phoenix, Arizona.
Uh-huh.
Okay? We got to get someone to go along with you. That's what's going to help multiply your efforts and your checks starting now. Okay?
Uh-huh.
You're so blessed, man, because, you know, you could be hearing about this Phoenix event after Phoenix was over. This way, I mean, I believe God's just really set you up perfectly because here you are. You're going to be what? 4 days old in the business and getting the education to start off with, that's pretty powerful.
Mm-hmm.
It's really powerful. It means you're going to be starting yourself on the fast track for sure. So to really intensify the fast track, we got to have some people go along with you, which reminds me of a friend of mine by the name of Chad, who was a 20-year-old kid construction worker who was told by the woman that brought him in, you got to get people to go with you. Well, he brought about 12 people to his first seminar with him, came out of that thing, did $62,000 worth of sales volume, and just like 2 weeks after that event, brought in over 60 people into his business. He made $20,000 his first month in business as a 20-year-old.
Wow, that's awesome.
Isn't that insane? That's because he brought 12 people to First Steps with him. Those 12 came out and started building the business without Chad. So that's the power of the multiplication factor that your business has for you.
So how do I get these people to go this weekend?
Okay, well, this is what we're going to do. Once I finish through your list, we're going to start a plan of action now of getting on the phone and starting to build your sales force and putting those people at that Phoenix event. Okay?
Okay.
Okay, so not only do you need to go, we got to find people this week that's going to go with you. All right, so did you get a chance to write out your list of goals?
Yeah.
Okay.
Some of them? Yeah.
Okay, that is a continued list that you're going to want to work on. You want to get it to 25 as soon as possible. Do you have top three on your list?
Yeah.
Okay, Hans, what are they?
Well, basically, my first goal is to get into profit as soon as possible.
Okay.
And I'm not sure exactly what that will take, but, that's my first goal with this new business. And then just basically to pay off some debt.
Okay.
And then I'd like to be able to quit my job.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, I got a couple questions for you. Nothing becomes dynamic until it becomes specific. So tell me this. How fast would you like to be into profit?
Well, I don't know what's realistic. So how fast can I?
That is completely up to how hard you want to work, how much time you want to put in, and what kind of a budget you have to start your business.
Well, I mean, if I could do it the first month, that would be great, but I'm willing to give it 90 days.
Okay.
I mean, I'm willing to give it longer as long as I'm making progress.
Okay.
So, but if I can go fast, I have no problem working harder.
Okay. So let me ask you this. What are you willing to do to go into profit your first month?
Whatever it takes.
And how many hours are you willing to work to go into profit your first month?
Well, I work full time, so, I mean, I can do like, you know, 2 to 3 hours a day.
2 to 3 hours a day times how many days?
Every day.
7 days a week, 6 days a week, five days?
5 days at least.
5 days, so that's about 10 hours a week?
Yeah.
Okay. All right, so if you're willing to put in 10 hours a week and you want to become profitable your very first month, then what I need you to do is make sure that you're learning as much as you can online. You also need to, and you got that script book, so you need to get through that sucker right away, buddy.
Okay.
And we are going to have to be working pretty tight together over these next few days. And I'm confident that, I mean, you could be in a profit. I mean, come on, give me a break. It costs $299 to get started. It costs $297 for the seminar. You're obviously going to have to book a flight. You're not that far away, so it might cost you $150 per flight. We'll cram you in a room with a bunch of other people unless you want to be by yourself. And then we'll talk about advertising in a minute and see if you want to go in that direction.
Okay.
So, I mean, you're looking at a grant that you have to take up. That is so not even a problem. My project last month made $4,000 their first month working part-time. But again, Lons, they brought five people to their first seminar.
Is that the only way that I can get into profit my first one?
That is the quickest way.
That's the easiest way?
Yep.
Okay, but if I miss that goal, then there's other ways.
You're just going to have to work harder, and it's going to take longer.
Okay.
That's all. Okay, but it can be done. There's no question. You're going to work harder, and you're going to make less money to start off with. Okay. And since you got started at that $299 package, it obviously puts you in a position to maximize the profits, but now it's about putting you into the conditioning to earn the maximum amount of profits. Okay, so awesome. So my next question is that we need a date. How much debt do you need to pay off?
Well, probably just like maybe about $10,000.
$10,000? That's not bad. Dude, you're doing good. Most people I talk to are in excess of $50,000 in credit card debt, so that's gonna be pretty brainless.
Okay.
Tell me this: what kind of a date do you have set for yourself to pay off that debt?
I don't know, 6 months.
6 months.
Yeah.
And what are you willing to do to pay off that $10,000 worth of debt?
Work 2 to 3 hours a day.
Okay. And then you said that you wanted to quit your job.
Yeah.
Okay. What kind of a timeline do you want on quitting that job?
Well, realistically, a year, but I mean, I'd love to do it faster.
Okay. Well, to be honest with you, Hans, with only 2 to 3 hours a day, 5 days a week, I mean, we're talking 10 to 15 hours a week in building your business, that quitting your job in a year probably is not all that realistic.
Okay.
Depending on how much you want to invest into your education, depending on how much you want to invest into leads, depending on how much you want to invest into learning this as quickly as possible, will determine if you can quit your job in a year and if you can pay off your debt in 6 months.
Okay.
In other words, ball's in your court.
Okay.
So the path I have you on is for quicker, easier, more profits. And as long as you stick to that, these things are completely attainable. But there's going to be times where it's going to, you know, in the beginning, it's going to cost you money to make money. And you have to be willing to do that, just like a farmer, you know, has to be willing to buy seed in order to plant to reap a harvest. You know what I mean? And then once he reaps that harvest, he has to take some of that harvest and put it back into his business. You're going to be doing the same thing on a monthly basis. Does that make sense?
Sure. I have a question. How do I find people to get going in my business?
Okay, well, that brings me to the next step.
Okay.
Did you go through your list of resources?
No.
Okay. Well, that path, my friend, is the slower with least profits.
Okay.
So let's stop that track right away, Hans.
Okay.
Okay, so let's start here. That list of resources I was talking about earlier, again, dude, this isn't rocket science. It's pretty simple. The list of resources, for example, how did you get your job as a commercial diver?
It was through my friends.
No way.
Yeah.
This is going to work the same way, man.
Okay.
So you got a referral into that company, right?
Pretty much, yeah. That got me the interview, and then I just, you know, talked the guy into hiring me.
Okay. So this is no different. This is a business just like getting a job. Building a business is very similar, and that is basically you network amongst people that you have resources with.
Okay.
And so your friend, what was your friend's name?
Chris.
Okay. Well, he'd probably be your very first resource on your list.
Okay.
Okay. So Chris was a resource to give you an in on a company interview, right?
Right.
Well, your business that you're building right now is exactly the same. The only way initially, and it depends on the three budgets that you have. I'm going to talk to you about three different budgets. But one way that you can build your business is by the fact that, hey, you have an in inside of ABC Company. And you know that ABC Company is looking for some qualified reps to be able to generate a part-time income working from home, and for those that are looking for a career change, to generate 6 and 7 figures. Depending, of course, on their skill, talent, and ability.
Okay.
I mean, they're not going to offer that to anybody and, you know, hello, say that they can do it. The reality is there's work and effort involved, and there's applying and learning and all of that kind of stuff, okay? It's a simple process, just like what you had at your job. But Chris would be probably the first one on your list of resources. He obviously opened a door for you at the job that you're in, right? Okay, well, let me do this. Let me just go ahead and exercise your brain for you for a second. I want you to think right now, three people that you know that have better talent, skill, and ability. And obviously, you got to get your ego out of the way for this one. But think of three people that you know that are better in business, that are smarter, that have more resources than what you do, that they maybe know a lot of business people. Maybe think of people that you know that can even introduce you into different centers of influences or different markets or what have you. Someone that you know that's business savvy, that's a people person, that's climbed up in their jobs, things like that. So who are the first three people that come to mind of that?
Well, Chris.
Uh-huh.
He's like, he knows everybody.
Okay, next person.
Bob.
Okay, and next person?
Joe.
Okay. You know a lot of guys, huh?
Yeah.
Okay. All right, so tell me why Chris.
Well, because he's a social butterfly, knows everybody.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. And tell me why Bob.
He's pretty aggressive.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, he doesn't like to lose. He's kind of a poor loser.
Really?
But he wins a lot, so.
And Joe?
I don't know really why Joe. I guess because he's just, he knows a lot of people too.
Okay. All right. Now let me ask you this. Let's talk about Chris here for a second.
Uh-huh.
With Chris, you say he's a social butterfly, he knows everybody. Do people trust him?
Yeah.
All right. And do they, that when he tells them about something, they just kind of take his word for it?
Uh-huh.
Okay. Does he have any kind of leadership qualities?
Yeah.
Okay. Question I have for you is, if Chris had the opportunity to be able to use his giftings of being a good people person and the fact that people trust him, and if he found something that he totally believed was helpful for those people, that he totally believed was good for those people, and he felt awesome recommending a company to them, do you think that if he was given that kind of an opportunity, he'd take advantage of it?
Sure.
And given that opportunity with the kind of people that he knows, does he know a lot of business people? What kind of people does he know?
All kinds, actually.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, so he has a wide variety of a center of influence?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, that's awesome.
Yeah.
And in each one of those centers of influences have respect for him?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So given that kind of opportunity and taking into consideration the best asset that Chris has, which is the people that he knows and the fact that people trust him, what kind of a business do you think Chris would build out of that?
Well, I mean, if he saw this thing and, like, got committed and just went for it, he could build a huge business.
Okay, do you think that he'd go for six figures a year, or is that too much money for him?
He's kind of more motivated by fun.
Uh-huh.
So, I mean, the money, I mean, he likes money because, you know, just basically to have more fun, but...
Okay, so based on the fun, based on the context that he has, do you think that he could build a business that would generate a six-figure income?
He could definitely do it, yeah.
Okay. And then talking about Bob,
mm-hmm.
With Bob, same thing. You said he's aggressive, he doesn't like to lose. In other words, if he knew that you were doing this and he wasn't, you were winning, that'd just eat him up, right?
Oh, yeah.
So is he one of those that would kind of look to our top producer like Tom? You know, I told you about, no, let's say, yeah, about Tom. You know, Tom had both his cars repossessed, and then he went the first step to success. And he actually had to borrow the money in order to go to that training seminar.
Mm-hmm.
And he came out of that thing, made $20,000 his first 6 weeks. By the end of his first year, made $200,000. Do you think Bob would look at someone like Tom and go, I got to beat him?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, Tom actually brought in 500 people himself that he actually personally brought into the business himself, and those 500 turned into 27,000 the first year. So
wow.
Let me ask you this. Is Bob one of those guys that it's a do-or-die deal for him?
Yeah, I mean, if he sees it, then he's done.
Okay, what kind of a business do you think he'd build? I mean, if Tom made 200,000, what do you think Bob would want to strive for?
Well, at least 200.
At least 200,000, yeah. In a shorter time, right?
Yeah.
Because he has to do better than Tom, right?
Maybe, yeah.
Okay, what about Joe? You said he knows a lot of people. Based on his contact, similar situation to Chris? Would you say it's another 100,000?
Probably, I don't know about that. Maybe half that.
50 grand?
Yeah, maybe.
Okay, now, based on this picture, I want you to write down, Chris about his name put 100,000, Bob put 200,000, Bob Joe put 50,000.
Okay.
These are just three people on your list of resources. Okay? This does not consider whether or not Bob doesn't get started, but maybe who does Bob know who wants to go out and generate another 200,000 themselves? Or maybe Joe, knowing a lot of people, who does Joe know that can get your product or your service into a whole nother market, right? And there's somebody in that market that's a big-time businessman who's looking to work in a home-based business because he's sick and tired of employees, sick and tired of the headache and the hassle of the paperwork and the stress and all that kind of stuff. And this guy's accustomed to $150,000 a year and jumps on the bandwagon. That's not considering these equations, right? But just considering these equations, in order for Chris, Bob, and Joe, between these three, it's $350,000 worth of income between these three people that would be generated. Now, in order for that kind of an income to be generated by them, they will be producing businesses that have customers and reps that they will build through our system, through putting people in front of First Steps to Success, maximizing their profits, making it easier for them, and building money quicker. Then what happens is in order for them to generate that kind of business, they're probably generating at least $1 million in sales revenue, which for you is going to be generating at least a six-figure income yourself. So when these people make this kind of money, Hans, your $100,000 a year income is a done deal. Does that make sense?
Yeah, wow, that's awesome.
Okay.
Okay, so what's the next step then? I got to go. I got to run here real quick, so I want to get this homework done. So what do I got to do next?
Okay. So I need you to complete that list of resources.
Okay.
I need it tonight. And I need at least 200 names, people you've done business with. Okay?
Okay.
Need a list of those CDs. And let's go ahead and set an appointment. I want to begin your on-the-job training right now. And
okay.
What we're going to do is, because our business model, okay, Hans, let's say that the business model is belly-to-belly. It's how I brought you in. What are you doing Thursday night, Hans?
I'm working my business.
Okay, you're right. So what I want you to do is get Chris, Bob, and Joe, as well as about 20 other people to your house Thursday night at 7:15.
Okay, and what am I going to tell them?
You're going to tell them they need to come over. I've just gotten a new position inside of a company. In fact, turn your script off. Page 6, there's two scripts there. You can use the practice script or you can use the test market script. Do whatever it takes to get them there. I don't recommend that you get on the phone and tell them a bunch of stuff about the business and all that kind of stuff because Chris, Joe, and Bob are going to ask you questions that you cannot answer.
So what do I say when they ask me questions?
You say, I want you to meet Danny. Get to my house. You got to check this out. I need your help. Whatever. Read those two scripts. There's scripts there. Use those scripts. Just stick to them. They work every single time. They're going to work well. Okay? And you're going to have some people that their schedule's not going to work for them, and don't worry about that. Okay?
All right.
All right. So, okay, let's say that we
what if I know these guys that live, they don't live local.
If you have someone that you don't know local, okay,
yeah.
then let's do this. Can you get them on the phone with me tomorrow?
Yeah.
All right. Then what we're going to do is we're going to do a three-way call. We're going to go ahead and what you're going to do is you're going to watch me read a script on page 2 of that script book. You got that book there, right?
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to read page 2 there. You're going to basically say, hey, you know, read the test market or the practice script on Bob, Chris, or Joe. I don't care who. Okay? Then you say, okay, well, what I need to do is I need to put you on the phone with my training manager. Okay? And basically, I'm going to watch her do what my job will be. Can you say those words?
Sure.
Okay. So then we're going to get on the phone, and basically you're going to watch me push them through the entire system. I'm going to put them through the system just like you went through the system. Okay, so Hans, let's pretend like that I don't, you know, we don't do the belly-to-belly thing, and it's all a conference call.
Okay.
Okay. So basically what I'm going to do after I finish our little half-hour, 20 to 30-minute training on the phone, then I'm going to say, okay, I'm going to be working some leads right now. And Hans, there's basically three types of budgets that most people have available. And depending on your finances, you pick which one you want to be at. There's no budget, which means you depend completely on your list of resources. There's a low budget, which means you use a combination between your list of resources and purchasing some dirt cheap leads. And then there is a real business budget, which means that you are still using your list of resources if you choose to. If you actually have a business budget, which is more like a high budget, for your business, you know, you're looking at $1,000 a month to generate leads to build a business. Actually, if you're only working 10 hours a week, you probably could spend $500 a month. I don't know, maybe even less. Depends on how many leads we need to keep you busy. But you need at least 10 leads a day is what you're looking at. But the high budget basically is that you can not use your list of resources if you choose not to. I think it'd be a shame not to practice on Bob, Joe, and Chris. That'd be a total shame. or and then you just go full-fledged into work and leave. So you pick which area, which budget you want to work with, and you get out exactly what you put in is the bottom line. I think starting off using a list of resources and using some advertising is great on both sides, and here's why. You're going to get experience. You're going to start practicing on people that you trust, and who knows, you might wind up with a couple customers. You may not. We don't know. But I do know that the better you get at this, and after you go through First Step to Success, you're going to come out doing what Donna did last time, who purchased a bunch of leads, got them on the 31st of December, made 5 presentation appointments, and sold 3. Got 3 people to sign up in her business. This is a total rookie, never done business before. Stay-at-home mom, okay? So totally up to you. She decided to step up to the plate to work in some leads and started, I think, with a low budget, working both, and, you know, 5 presentations, sponsored 3. Right out of the gates, right out of First Step to Success, total rookie. Work in leads from Cutting Edge Media, for example. Okay, so if we're working a business where I'm doing 3-way calls or I'm sending Hans to a website, that is so very simple, it's unbelievable. I say, okay, Hans, I need you to be in a quiet place. Do you have a mute on your phone?
Yeah.
Okay, what I'm going to do is I'm going to go ahead and go through the script. I'm going to call a prospect right now. And you just go ahead and listen, learn, watch along on the script. You're going to watch me read verbatim what that stinking script says, okay? And you're going to watch me do it several times. Then I'm going to cut you loose and let you have a try, all right?
Okay.
Okay. So then I dial, okay? I'm going to dial my prospect. I'm going to get on the phone. And you have 2 options here, depending on how comfortable you feel with it. I can get on the phone with Tom, and I say, you know, hey, Tom, how's it going? And he says, great. And I say, hi, this is Danny calling you back. You requested more information about working from home. What can I do for you? He says, oh, actually, I'm looking for more information. Great, Tom. Let me just give you a heads up. I have Hans on the other line. Hans is actually from Kona, Hawaii. He is training. He's a brand new associate with the company, and I'm in charge of training him tonight. And so he's just going to be listening along. I basically just follow a script, and I just have some simple questions he asks you to figure out which information to direct you to. Is that okay with you, Tom? Done deal. What does that show Tom? It shows Tom that, A, he's got a credible person on the phone who's in charge of training somebody, and, B, it shows that if Tom decides to get started, guess what? They're going to train him. Hands-on. OJT. So it's a great thing if you want to do something like that. I've done that many times where I get on the phone with a prospect and let them know I'm training somebody on the phone. Hey, Hans, meet Tom. Hey, Hans, how's it going? And then I just go right into it. Hey, Hans, Tom, do you have a piece of paper and a pen handy? Great. And I go through the script on page 2. I get done with it. I book Tom for the conference call appointment. I get off the phone. I say, Hans, so what'd you think? Hans?
Yeah.
Did you follow along on the script?
Yes.
Look pretty simple?
Yeah.
Yeah, let's do another one. You ready?
Okay.
All right, I'm taking another one. I call Bob. No, I'll call Brad because we don't want to confuse everybody. I do the exact same thing. Hans, you there?
Yeah.
Awesome. You see me just read that script again?
Yeah.
Feel like you can read?
Sure.
You want to see another one?
Yeah.
Okay, awesome. Let's get on the phone and do another one. Okay, yeah. I'm going to call Sue. Get on the phone. I do the same exact thing again. After he has seen this 3 times, hello, he's following along, he's watching the same thing, he's getting excited. Because he's looking at me, man, that's pretty simple stuff. Okay?
So is that all you do all day long?
That's all I do all day long, man, is I just read that script. Is that something you think you could do?
Yeah, it's easier than commercial diving.
And you're not going to die. Okay, so then what I would do is say, Hans, here's the deal. I'm going to continue working leads. I want you to get on the phone. I want you to find 5 people that we can practice on from your list of resources so we can start making you money today. You want to make some money today?
Yeah, I'd be killer.
Okay. Then I want you to find me 5 people that we can practice on. Okay? Read one of those 2 scripts, the test market and the practice script. Tell them that you want to introduce them to their training manager so that you can learn to do your new position inside the company.
Okay. Okay.
And what I want you to do is 3-way them in with me. Right away, and I'll go ahead and show you exactly what to do from there.
Okay, what do I do if I can't get a hold of you, like if you're on one of these other calls that you're doing?
Basically, I have call waiting. I'll go ahead and patch you in even if I'm on the phone with prospect.
Okay.
I'll go ahead and patch you in. So what I want you to do is I want you to take the next half an hour and jam out a bunch of phone calls, get five people that we can talk to. Does that work for you?
Okay.
All right, so let's do that. Okay, so then the next thing I'm going to do with Hans is I'm going to basically then when I get back on the phone with Tom and I'm taking Tom through the conference call, I'm going to have Hans listen in on my follow-up call with Tom. So Hans is basically going to watch me do this thing fully with 3 people straight through. Then Hans is on his own and he can do it himself. And that's basically it. Will he do it as good as me? No. Will he call and have questions? Yes. But my answer is go to DannyJohnson.com. Sounds like you need more help with prospecting. Listen to those calls. That's what I did. That's how you're going to learn it. And that's it. I'm not going to sit on the phone and now coach him on how to do it, because how many of us have spent 30 minutes coaching somebody and then they get off the phone and they never even they never pick up the phone and do the business themselves? That's very common, okay? So anyway, the goal is to put Hans to work within 24 to 48 hours. I put him into action mode. So he is learning and applying his first 24 to 48 hours. 99.9% of the people I had personally got into this business that kept their end of the bargain, that I said, okay, Hans, you carry your 50 bricks, I'm going to carry mine, I need you to show up at this date and time, put some people in front of me. Those people have all made money within their first few days of being in business. And that's the best thing you could do for the brand new person. If you put money in their pocket right away, guess what? You cannot peel them off the ceiling, they have so much excitement. You can't shut them up about talking to people, they have so much excitement. That is the most crucial time, is that very first week in business. Honestly, the first 24 to 48 hours are absolutely crucial, and your job is to get money in their pocket. Not lead them on, get money in their pocket. Get them putting people in front of you. I've also had it where I've done a presentation with Hans and no one shows up. And guess what? It ticks my prospect up to the point where they're like, that's it, I'm stepping up. And at that time, our qualifier was $2,000 a step up. They're like, that's it. All right, I'm doing this thing. They just made me mad by not showing up. I'm going to build this with or without them. 90% of the time where I've had parties that failed, the person who just did their minimal to get started wound up stepping up to the next part of the plate and booking their seminar, all that kind of stuff. That's it. I'm going to do this thing. They were challenged by the fact that people didn't show up. They're like, that's it. I'm doing this thing. So I promise you, do those things. Okay? It totally works. Okay, so that we're out of time. I got to follow up with a couple other things. Hans, thanks so much for role-playing with me. I hope that is going to be beneficial for people. It's obviously a start in that direction. I could probably do two parts on this one call. But let me give you this. Let me give you this. I promised you guys that I would do one question per week. And here's the question for the week. It is by a gentleman by the name of Ross Merker. And Ross asks, which of your calls describes the exact steps you took in building out of the trunk of your car in a payphone booth? Serious credibility challenge. I'm just starting out very slow for the last 4 months. I would really like some help on how to explode my business. All right, so he's been working for 4 months. It's going slow. He wants to know how to make it fast. I said it in the beginning of this call. The fast track, in other words, I'm always looking to put somebody on a fast track. The sooner I can get money in their pocket, the better off they and myself is doing. Now, as I did with Hans, the fast track I put people on is I always put them in front of my training seminar. Every single month, that's all I did, and that's all I got my entire sales force doing, was plugging people into first steps like the one that's coming up in Phoenix, Arizona. Ross, honestly, the best way to explode your business is put yourself in front of that training seminar, because you are going to see the things that you are doing that are totally hindering your business. That goes for all of you. Many of you on a daily basis do and say things that totally take money out of your pocket. You do and say things that get your prospect to give you objections, that get your prospect to have no commitment, to have no focus, to have no drive. And the purpose of First Steps to Success is to help show you what those things are so that you can increase your sales ratios, increase the productivity of your current sales force or the one that you're about to build, to teach you how to make more money with less time. That is probably a very common thing that people say coming out of First Steps. I am making more money with less time and effort going into it. Learn how to streamline your business. That's it. How did I make money coming out of that, you know, from being homeless? I put up a flyer. Yeah, did I have credibility issues? Yes, and First Steps deals with all of that stuff. The credibility issue you have is in between your two ears. I was a homeless woman, okay? I had everything going bad for me. Everything going bad for me. I had some serious credibility. I had serious belief issues. So how did I do it? I bootstrapped it, guys. And if you want to learn how to do that, then go get your butt to Phoenix. Sorry I said that. It probably was improper English, but I'm just being me, you be you, and together we'll, you know, make the world a better place. Anyway, so here's the deal. If you want to learn how to explode your business, and this is like, man, such a common question. If you really do, then you have to take a risk. You cannot expect to earn a professional level of income without getting a professional level of an education and training to equip you to be a pro. You cannot expect to earn a professional level of income with an amateur level of skill. It is impossible to earn a professional level of income with an amateur level of skill. That is like a baseball player who is an amateur baseball player. He plays in the minor leagues, expecting to play in the major leagues. He can't until his skill increases. So if you want to earn a major league income with the same amount of time and effort that you're putting into your business, if not less time and effort, but make more money, then you have to go to First Steps. And if you want to learn, Ross, how to help your people to succeed, how to be able to help those people get good at what they do, how to be able to help people to change their lives, if you want to impact people's lives, impact their families, and impact generations to come, then you must make that leap of faith. Take that leap of faith. I know this, Ross and the rest of you, if you were not meant to be in Phoenix, Arizona this weekend, you would be hearing about the seminar on Monday after the fact. If it wasn't a door meant for you to walk through, you wouldn't be hearing about it right now. And many of you have been hearing about it for 4 weeks. If it wasn't meant for you to be there, oh, Danny, I'm going to wait till you come to my town. You know what? That is an amateur level of thinking, and I'm sorry to say that, but it's the truth. That is somebody waiting for the perfect circumstances. That's not how you're going to get out of debt. You're not going to get out of debt by waiting for the perfect circumstances. You're not going to get out of debt. You're not going to learn how to help people by waiting for the circumstances to come to you. A real professional sees the opportunity and takes advantage of it. A real professional is going, okay, maybe Danny's coming to the East Coast again sometimes in the next few months, or maybe in 6 months. I'll wait for her to come. No way. What you do is you plug into that training seminar, you bring a few people with you, 5 people, 1 people, 10 people, whatever it is that you can do, and guess what? You and those 5 to 10 go back to the very city, and when First Steps does come, you have you have 2 to 10 people building for that event. That's how you maximize an event. But an amateur doesn't understand that. But a pro goes, okay, look at that. We have an event coming up. Do I want to get some people trained with me now so that when the event comes closer to me, I can have 50, 60, or 100 people there with me? Imagine those numbers. I will tell you this. You will have the absolute time of your life, and some of you are in debt in the area of fun. You need to have more fun. You need to have a blast. And if you're not having fun building your business, you're not doing it right. And you will learn how to make your business far more fun than what it has become right now. Far more fun instead of a burden. And if you want to learn the strategies on how to maximize your profits, how to work less and make more, if you want to learn how to be in that top bonus earner category, you want to learn how to be number one inside your company, you want to learn how to break records with the amount of time that you're working your business, then you must get to Arizona. But Danny, I can't afford it. You can't afford not to. You couldn't afford what you spent on QVC the other day either. But that did not help to move your life forward. The only thing that's going to move your life forward is for you doing something drastic, doing something dramatic, doing something almost dangerous, which is taking a risk on your life. And that risk on your life is a measly $297. Give me a stinking break. So listen, guys, here's the instructions for those of you that are going to be there. You bring 2 notepads, you bring a camera. It is a Kodak Moment weekend. You get near that front of the row, and I'll tell you, people start lining up at 6 a.m. I suggest strongly that you get near that front of that row. I suggest you meet as many people and you network as much as you can, you get lots of stories, and you pay very close attention. Eat well through the weekend so that you don't miss a thing. Because I know this, those of you, especially those of you that are brand new in your business, you're going to come out doing what Chad did, making a tremendous amount of money his first month. You're going to come out doing what Cheryl did, sponsoring 20 people in 4 weeks. You're going to wind up doing what Tom and Ken did, having the chance to make $200,000 their very first year. You have that chance sitting right here before you. After you hang up with me tonight, you cannot say, well, I've just never had a chance. You can never say, well, I could just not afford it. Well, if only the timing was better. Let me tell you something. Amateurs live their life based on circumstances. Professionals live their life by making the circumstances work for them. The circumstances are, yes, it's coming up in 5 days. Those are the circumstances. Either we can make the best out of it and maximize, or we can use it as an excuse and do nothing with it and stay exactly the same for yet another month. Well, a month isn't long, really. A month can make all the difference in the world because each and every one of you are working leads that somebody else is working. And the one who goes to First Steps this weekend is going to learn how to get those leads in the business. And therefore, they are going to get those hot shots into that business while you're still practicing. Aren't you done practicing? Aren't you done being frustrated? Aren't you done feeling like you're not good enough? Aren't you done feeling like you don't have enough confidence? Aren't you done not knowing the answers? Aren't you done with feeling insignificant and inadequate? Aren't you done with being plagued by fear? Aren't you done? Aren't you sick and tired of being sick and tired? And aren't you sick and tired of letting your checkbook determine your circumstances in your life? If you are sick and tired of all of those things, I'll see you in Phoenix, Arizona this weekend. Other than that, I'm going to open up the lines, and everyone's going to wish everybody a good night and a God bless. Next week, we're going to talk about developing leadership, a plan of action for development of leadership, guys. Take what you got and make the best out of it. Let me open up the lines.